Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so this is of course Animal Thursday. Today is Thursday, June 11th, and I'm super happy to be here with you all today. As you know, I love Thursdays. I get to spend it with all of you and my amazing co-hosts. It's always a fun treat for me to be able to spend my Thursday morning here with all of you. So before I say hello to my co-hosts, well, I have one to start with, but hopefully we'll have more as this comes through. I would like to remind everyone to please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions or comments, testimonials, anything like that. We would love to hear from you. It's really what makes this show so fun. Likely if you have a question or comment, somebody else does too. So this is how we all learn. I do want to remind everyone, though, for this purposes of this show, though, we do have to keep it to stories with the horse unit on horses, and really behavioral and training, showing, things like that type aspects. So that being said, I would love to hear from all of you. I want to say hi to, I don't see, we have Cindy on today. So hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey, and good morning, everybody.
All right, so we're happy to have Cindy on here. I know Nate may be listening. He's not feeling super well, so I think he's just going to be listening, make sure we don't mess up too bad. And he'll jump in if he needs to. Tiff is planning on being on in just a second. She was going to have to be a little bit late, and she's going to jump on here soon. Linda and Dr. B are not going to be on today. So just so far, you just get Linda and, or Cindy and I. So aren't you lucky? All right. So we're going to go ahead and get started here. So far, we don't have anyone right away that wants to chat with us. So I know there was something you were going to spend a little time talking about that I know everyone's going to be interested in. So I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Oh, super. Well, I thought this would be kind of a good topic to kind of review because we're starting to see loosening up on some of the showing and horse events in around the country, even though there may still be distancing and masks and things, kind of when you're on a horse, it's a natural social distancing. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the FEI, F as in Frank, EI. And what that stands for in French is the Fédération Équestre Internationale. And they're headquartered in Switzerland, and they are the governing body that sets rules for a lot of high-end shows in specific sport disciplines. And those disciplines would include dressage, combined driving, eventing, para-equestrian, reining, show jumping, and vaulting. And I think it used to be endurance, but that's changed. And somebody correct me if I'm not accurate in that regard. But they have... the FEI has very strict rules and limitations on what supportive therapy devices can and cannot be used during one of their shows, including the days just prior. And they have stewards and other officials that actively monitor compliance. And they certainly, and they're more active with the people who are the top competitors at a given show. You just see more of them around your really top competitors. So when we look at the horse set, we consider it a non-restricted supportive therapy, and that's because it's very low intensities. And if you have someone who's a competitor in any of those disciplines that I mentioned, you know, they will have the rule book for FEI, and if you would refer them to Chapter 6, Article 1064, and I'm going to read, you know, the non-supportive therapies include low-frequency pulsed electromagnetic field machines, among other things. And it says the use of PEMF machines is only permitted if their electromagnetic field is below 0.1 Tesla or 1,000 Gauss. Well, I know all of us love how, you know, love converting measurements, and we know that Beamer uses microtesla. And those terms, whether it's microtesla or Tesla or Gauss, are just all units of measurement to describe the strength or the amplitude of any given electromagnetic field. It's just a way, you know, don't get freaked out by the term. It's just that's what they call the strength of the field. And so 1 Tesla equals 1 million microtesla. So 1 Gauss equals 100 microtesla. And so the FEI restriction was 1,000 Gauss. 1,000 Gauss would be the same as 100,000 microtesla. So Beamer at 35 up to 100 microtesla is way below the intensities that would be the maximum allowed by the FEI. So that's important for you to be aware of, and it's important if you're thinking about being able to ultimately be able to go to shows, and of course we always get permission from compliance before so that there's not more than one distributor at a given show. But you also want to be aware of even non-restricted supportive therapies can only be carried out by specific people. And people that are directly responsible for that horse. And so what this means for almost all of us as IBDs, unless we're veterinarians or licensed practitioners, is as an unrelated and unauthorized person, you would be prohibited from providing demos on competing horses before and during competitions. Now, afterwards, it's another story. But so you want to be just mindful that there's strict regulations about these supportive therapies that apply to, you know, shows that are at the level of FEI. Now, if you've got a little schooling show or something like that in your neighborhood, that's not what I'm talking about. These are big, you know, much larger competitions. And the larger they get, the more rules there are that apply. So I want to bring that up and remind people that as you're talking with those riders that could be competitors at these, you know, larger shows in any of those disciplines, you want to be mindful and be aware. Number one, there are rules. Number two, how does Beamer you know, described, and where does it fit within those rules? And then what limitations there are on being able to use it, because you don't want there to be any contention. Some limitations apply to how many hours it can be done prior to a competition, for example. So I'm trying to just heighten the awareness, and certainly anybody who's on the call who is a competitor shows like that, I'd love to hear comments from you. But as far as we're concerned, Beamer is allowable, but it's something that you need to just be mindful of who can apply it and when it can be applied when you're talking about a horse, because there are consequences or fines that can be imposed. So I want to kind of heighten people's awareness. and then see if anybody on the call has had any personal experience in this regard.
Yeah, so please, anyone, if you're on and you've had experience at some of these shows, we'd love to hear how your experience went. In the meantime, you know, Cindy, over the years, we've had multiple different questions about that, and the things that come up are, so yes, there are obviously the restrictions if I go and, you know, set up and try to do sessions for horses at a FEI show. But what I think I want to just make clear is that if you're trying to market this to these trainers and to these owners of these horses, they can, if they buy their own Beamer and they have it for their barn, they can take it to these shows and use it. Is that correct? Personally.
That's my understanding, yes. However, even yes. They would have to pay attention to the timing. Like, I think there's
right.
usually a 48 hours. And, you know, FEI governs a lot of shows, but for different disciplines, you know, like the Thoroughbred Racing Association, you know, they have rules. And the Dressage Federation has rules. So just for someone who might be less familiar with the horse show world, just recognize that you know, you've slipped down the Alice rabbit hole, if you will, into a whole new world, and that there are rules that apply. So, you know, we don't want ignorance to be bliss in this case.
Correct. And, you know, I know over the years there was some talk about some FEI shows, because they are restricted by that, by the specific strength of that magnetic field, that there would have to be something on the Beamer that says what the micro Teslas are. I know somebody was making kind of a thing about that a couple of years ago, but I never heard if that was actually the rule.
That might have been Linda, because she and I have had a lot of conversations
okay.
about this.
Okay.
yeah, when it first came out, there was, you know, I think the feedback, number one, there was officials just weren't familiar with it at all, and we got kind
right.
of conflicting information. Because the if you look at the back of the battery, it doesn't necessarily, it doesn't show the strength of, you know, so that you could refer to the limitations. You'd have to have the user manual. And at some so I have never heard any update that says that, you know, it has to be printed on the actual back of the battery. I haven't heard anything more about that. So I'm thinking that it's just, if you own your own horse set and you're planning to use it at shows, and you certainly want to do that, you know, before you put the horse in the trailer and after you get him or her out at the show, that I would have the manual to be able to show. I haven't heard of anybody having problems like that. That's why I'm hoping that maybe somebody, well, not hoping that they would have had problems, but that if somebody had some experience to contribute, that would be helpful.
Perfect. Okay, great. Thank you. I knew that it's something that had come up in the past, so I know that there's people that may have those same questions. So, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So Nate had just sent me a text saying, her name is, Tracy Hammond is coming on, and she has a great horse story for us. So I think I can find her. Oh, there, I think she is. But I want to just make sure, I hope everyone got it. You know, I think it's important that we do talk about this FEI stuff, and not only that we are able to use them, even though there are such, you know, strict regulations, but also just to keep in mind that if you are going to one of those shows, do a lot of your research and talk to the right people, and, you know, talk to those governing boards and find out what the rules are before you go and engage in that kind of a situation. And then, again, this is a really great thing. If you are going to one of these shows, you definitely want to know, let compliance know, but also this you know, our equine board and our user hotline and stuff will be available for that, too, if you do have any questions. So know that we do have support now for these kind of things if you have questions about that. All right. Oh, and before I open up for Tracy Hammond, I wanted to say hi to Tiff, too, because she just got on. Hi, Tiff.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, everyone. Sorry I was a little late there, but I'm on now and look forward to sharing and hearing lots of stories today.
Perfect. And, you know, we have somebody on that I guess has got a pretty good story to share with us, but I also want to maybe, if we have time here, how your shows have been going.
All right.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and just let her.
Yeah. We'll start with there. Okay, Tracy, is that you? Are you...
I'm here.
Hello, Tracy. Oh, hi.
Can you,
so anything about what's... I can, and I don't know anything about what you're going to share, but Nate said you have a great horse story to share, so I'd love to hear it. And maybe give a little info about who you are and how long you've been using Beamer.
Okay, well, I am Tracy Hammond, and I am a cowgirl, and I've been using Beamer for a year, and I'm right now on the back of my horse. So, but Nate wanted me to share this story. 2 weeks ago, I went and beamered a horse that, well, actually about a month ago, originally I beamered this horse that had, within 3 hours been saved from the kill pen. And the owner knew nothing about the horse, but they knew he was gentle and you could ride him. And I met him at a barrel race and I beamered him and I noticed that he had a lot of scars. And I asked what happened. And she told me the story of how, you know, she had found this horse and they knew nothing about him, but she just bought him sight unseen and thought she'd give him a try. Well, this horse is probably, the vets think he's about 16. But you can do everything on him. And this lady has just started riding, but she's very passionate about it. And she does mounted shooting. She runs the barrels. She team ropes on him. You can do anything on this gentle old soul. And she said, well, I've been having the chiropractor come work on him. So I suggested that I come beamer him before his chiropractic appointments because it puts him in that parasympathetic mode and it relaxes all those muscles. And done a lot of work with another gal from Montana that's an equine sports therapist. And everything we do just works so well together. I beamer all the horses before she works on them. And it takes about 45 minutes out of her normal routine because those horses are already, you know, relaxed.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, I went and beamered this horse and his buddy, his pasture mate, before the chiropractor came. And the chiropractor I'd never met. And the first time she walked in the corral, she was very standoffish, very abrasive, threw a lot of big words at me, and was I trying to be a practitioner, and all kinds of stuff. And I was just polite and smiled, and, you know, she understood the concept of Beamer, and she appreciated it. But then she worked on the horse, and she realized that, oh, wow, that's a big difference in my job and doing the manipulation. So, and then I had the lady was working on another client's horse that I beamered prior to that afternoon. And so she was a little bit more receptive to what I was doing. So 2 weeks later, which was yesterday, she had called me and said, well, let's just set up a schedule where we can stack our mutual clients and you can come beamer them before I come. And so we went from her being very abrasive, where's Nathan when I need him, yes, let's work together. It was a 180 completely because she saw the difference in those horses, and she, you know, she has 10 years of anatomy and physiology that I don't, and she gets it. So anyway,
yeah, you know,
congratulations,
that's awesome.
That's a great story.
It is. It's a really great story. And, I get some of that too, because initially people are like, no matter what you say as far as how it works, they're just, you know, kind of don't want to hear it. And then a lot of them also are a little bit, I don't know if afraid is the right word, but they don't want to be replaced necessarily by this device. But once you've made it clear and they can see how much it's just going to help their job, and they'll, yeah, I mean, they kind of start off a lot looser and warmer, so they can do a lot more in a lot less time. And so once they start seeing that it's not going to be a replacement, it's just going to be, you know, this adjunct therapy that's going to make their job easier, and the horse is just going to respond so much better to what they're going to be doing, then I think that, again, fear is not the right word, but I think that kind of block
it's
kind of goes away.
That's what they feel.
Yeah, threatened. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That threatening
feeling
that they get. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of goes away once they realize it. Oh, this can actually be used together, and it's not, you know, and it really is, you know, a positive thing. So, yeah, that's a really, really great story, and that's exactly how we want it to go. So.
Yes.
Cindy, you probably have some stuff similar to that.
Yeah, I think it comes into, you know, when you talk to somebody to really emphasize, who is a practitioner, to really emphasize that it's an adjunctive therapy as opposed to replacement, as you were saying, Rainey, because it's, you know, then you can start out by them knowing, oh, okay, this is not something that just took away my job, but it's going to make my work easier. And particularly if it's hands-on and kind of body work where you're using your own muscles to get deep into a horse sometimes, you know, it's a little bit nicer to not have to do that as hard. And it's also by the results, as we know, lasting longer after the sessions, it's going to continue the healing benefits of their work for a longer period of time. So I think that's a great partnership that you can come up with, Tracy, and congratulations for being brave and not being intimidated. Good for you.
Well, it's all about, the end result is all about helping that horse, and he's such an, I mean, all horses I love, but this guy has such a unique story that I just can't wait to see where it goes.
Yeah, he's
That's
going to
so
be grateful
great.
For everything.
Yeah.
Well, thank
and, you
so much,
there's
Tracy,
that's
for
a testimony
coming on.
To this kindness of horses, you know, that even someone who comes from probable abuse and neglect to have gotten him to that point, you know, that that they're willing to respond to, you know, the love and positive energy that they get in a new situation. That's just, you know, they're incredible animals.
Yes, they are. Very forgiving.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you so much, Tracy. I really appreciate you coming on, and those are great stories and the things that we need to hear about. And you are welcome on anytime if you have anything else you want to share with us. I'd love to have you back on.
Thank you. Thank you for all you guys
all right.
do for Beamer. Great. Have a good day.
Thanks, Tracy. Enjoy the rest of your ride.
Okay.
All right, and let's go ahead. We do have another caller here. We've got area code 213. Area code 213. You're live on Blog Talk. Nope. Hello. Nope. Okay. We've got area code 918. Area code 918. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Fran from close to Tulsa, but
hi, Fran.
Yesterday, my neighbor called or texted and said, could I bring the Beamer over? Her horse was having shoulder problems. And I've worked on this horse before. She's had cuts. Last summer, she gouged herself probably on a fence post and laid open like a 5-inch wound. And, you know, we had that cleared in 4 weeks. So this girl knows. But evidently, the horse had gotten loose with the saddle. She was tied up for cooling off, and the saddle was loosened. She got loose, and then it slipped under her, and she took off. And anyway, her shoulders were sore, and I watched her walk out of the barn, and she was not moving. Her pectoralis muscles were really tight and sore when I pushed on them. And so we put the Beamer on. The horse loves the Beamer. She's that typical, head goes down, she's basically asleep. And we did a 10-minute, and then I did a 5-minute session on the upper part of the forearm on the one leg that was sore. And then turned her loose, and she just walked and ambled around, and she's just loose as a goose. And so we're at the point, they have a show this weekend, and if she isn't sound you know, if she wasn't going to be sound today, then they couldn't take her to the show. And so she's going to borrow my Beamer for the week. And I'm trying to sign her up as an IBDT. She, you know, just really loves it. And she's actually does a little bit of training, and she's doing me a good job of trying to set me up with some other people who are looking, might be looking for Beamers.
Great. And, you know, the other thing about that story is sometimes when they have an event like that, it can spook them a little bit too, depending on how bad they get hurt. And they might be a little, you know, not too happy about getting a saddle put on the next time or the, you know, a couple times after, depending on, you know, how traumatic that experience was for them. You know, I've heard some stories where it was a while before they could put a saddle back on the horse. And we know that Beamer can help with that kind of.
I think she saddled right away. And rode her a little bit yesterday, but she wasn't moving well. But after the Beamer
right.
last night, she was moving very well.
Well, good. Yeah, and we know that, you know, Beamer can help with those kind of more traumatic things, too, to help bring them back out of that if they get into a situation that's put where there's fear. You know, for the last time they had a saddle on, this terrible thing happened. And if you can help kind of keep them out of that fight or flight situation, then you're not going to kind of create this more traumatic experience again the next time they try to put it on when they're afraid, and it might turn into something bigger. So not only are we helping here with that kind of the physical response, but also maybe the mental side of it too. So
yeah, that's a great point, because we know that horses have really long memories.
Amen.
Yeah, particularly for things that aren't good. I you know, share a story just from not only our mares a little bit, certainly different personalities, but we had a mare where the vet put, you know, he was doing West Nile virus vaccines, and he gave the injection and got it in the muscle. She never forgave him. If she saw his truck coming up the road, she would pin her ears and run at the fence, and I ultimately had to change vets. Because you could not get near this horse, you know, and that was for, you know, 10 years, she remembered, so.
Jeez. Yeah, so, yeah, and so you took a situation that maybe potentially could have turned into, you know, something a little bit more behavior-wise, a harder situation for both the owner and the horse, and, you know, you maybe helped that way, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's super. Thanks for sharing that story.
Yeah.
And thanks for your neighbor's lucky to have you be, or, you know, friends being close and having that kind of a tool. And that's why, you know, how cool is this to say that something happens and you've got something right there at your fingertips to be able to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Well, thanks so much, Fran. I appreciate you coming on and sharing that story.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You know, and that's something that we do talk about a lot, too, is, you know, being able to have this, you know, in your tool chest as a horse owner. And we're not saying it's replacing veterinary care. I mean, I work at a veterinary clinic, and I know the you know, importance of veterinary care. But there's always, if you have something that can help with some of these minor little things that you would not normally call the vet for, or even if you would call the vet for, and you can add this to the therapies or the treatment that they're going to do, how great is that? So, I mean, this is it's a really great tool to have as a horse owner. Cindy, were you going to add something?
Yeah, no, I know. I just absolutely agree with that. I call it my high-tech first aid kit. And again, the comments always are, you know, it's kind of Murphy's Law, but that if horses, I mean, you can have the smoothest new beautiful, you know, pipe corral panels, and there's nothing sticking out. Well, your horse is going to find something to get a puncture wound or something in it. They'll find it. And usually whenever those things seem to happen or materialize, you notice them, it's after hours and on the weekend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that you can say, okay, I got somebody coming, but, you know, I live out in the country. It's not, you know, not very fast to get here. And the fact that I have something to use right away, that's irreplaceable.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So that's all the people that wanted to talk to us. I guess we don't have anyone that's got any FEI experience. It would have been great to have Linda on because I know she has some experience with FEI. But we do have a few more minutes, Tiff, if you want to share something about what you guys have been doing the last couple weeks, because I know you're starting to do some more shows.
Sure, yeah. So I just want to add to what you guys are already talking about, you know, having that, the Beamer in your trailer or at your barn,
yeah,
with all of these issues that you have that come up, honestly, pretty regularly. And
yeah. More than you'd like.
It seems like, I know, yeah, I know. I've been there, I've done that, and we're, of course, not veterinarians, but we come up with all these different ways, and we ask friends, you know, what do you do in a situation like this? And especially when you're on the road, you can't have your farrier or your veterinarian in your back pocket. You resource to things that you have, the stash that you have along, the first aid kit that you bring, you know, all these different things that you have prepared. And sometimes there's just not a lot you can do, but I feel like Beamer's really, I always call it fill in the gap, where there's still, you know, necessary treatments, there's still necessary veterinary care, definitely, but I feel like this fills the gap because I have experience working in a vet care facility as well, and it just, it's so conjunctive and helps with a lot of the other therapies and a lot of the other things that we use for treatments and for injuries and just preventative care. So it's really nice to have that around. A quick story for you. We were in Rock Springs, Wyoming, and I was along on this one. And the fertility horses, you know, they have to be a certain age, 4 to 5. And this particular horse had a great run the first day, won the fertility, and then the second day come around, and this little mare decided, this little filly decided to jump the second barrel, like just jumped it. And you know that they're not small barrels. They're kind of a little heavier, steel barrels, and it just jumped the entire thing. So it ended up that the back leg and the stifle area of the back left leg was a little bit scarred up. Nothing like super, super serious, but obviously if you were to run into a barrel, you're going to be a little sore. And so we had done the Beamer on that horse that morning, and we did it again that evening, and we were getting ready to go home, and it was about a 7-8 hour drive, and we got unloaded, and the horse was not limping, and it was just kind of amazing to see the difference, and just to be able to have that tool along with the Beamer, putting it on and having that option was pretty phenomenal to see the difference. I mean, we both knew what Beamer could do, so we of course resourced to that right away, and we were just amazed by how quickly the recovery was. There was little to no inflammation in that area, and we were just very, very grateful, I guess.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, all of us know what it would be like if we, you know, tried to do something we shouldn't do and what our muscles would feel like maybe afterwards. Especially then if you went to do that and then you got and you laid down or, you know, stood for how many hours and didn't move it, that you might be a little stiff and sore when you tried to, you know, all of us have done something like that and then woke up the next morning and it's worse than it was when you went to bed the night before because you've sat, you know, you've laid down and haven't done anything. So that's kind of like what happened to this horse is then they put it in the trailer and it stood there for how many hours. And so, you know, being able to kind of give these muscles what they needed to kind of help recover a little bit, you know, and that suppleness that we talk about a lot is, you know, giving those muscles what they need and to not have that soreness when she got out of the trailer. That's awesome.
Yeah and then on the flip
standing.
Side of the,
yeah,
the standing part. And then the mental side,
yeah.
You know.
I was just going to say,
ahead,
because of, you know, standing in the trailer, that you know, just the circulation in the legs is not going to be in any way maximum. and so to be able to have had that to carry through the whole period of time, you know, while they're traveling, hopefully, it would have made a big difference. So you were in the right place
really,
at the right time.
Yeah, it really did help a lot. And then with the mental side, too, with, you know,
yeah.
Just like we were talking about earlier, with that traumatic event, the saddle going underneath the horse, this particular case, the horse just I mean, they're just young and they're just learning and they're going really fast. And she just decided she wanted to jump the barrel, I guess, all of a sudden. And that rider had no control.
Yeah.
When a horse, 1,500 pound animal, just wants to go do something, they're going to do it. And so there wasn't a lot of time to react. And she did try to react because she's a professional trainer and she knows what she's doing. But the mental side of it too, you know, getting that horse back going the next day or two.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah. You don't
want
her shying away from the barrel and yeah.
Right. Right. We didn't have any
yeah.
issues with that. You know, it was just a matter of getting her back to 100% from when this had happened. But the Beamer was very significant in that. So we were very, very grateful.
Oh, that's so great. Thanks, Tiff. That's a great story. Because, again, we're talking about both physical and mental there, too. Especially a young horse that has an event like that, then you know, sometimes it takes a little while for them to, you know, do that barrel again, right? Because they might shy away from it or go, oh, last time I did this, it hurt. And I'm gonna do something different now. And so, you know, trying to remind them that, you know, if they do it the way you tell them to do it, everything will be fine. But, yeah, that mental aspect, again, like we were talking about earlier, is an important aspect, too, of what we can do with Beamer. And how great, this is what we talk about, how great that you have one device that you can put on for, you know, 5-10 minutes, and it helps not only the physical but also the behavioral and mental part of it, too. So, amazing. All right. And with that, we are at the end of our time today. So thanks so much, everyone, for calling in. And your, you know, couple of stories that we got are really, really great. And so great to be able to share that with everybody. I'm going to just send it around and see if anyone has any final words. Tiff, I know you just talked, but any final words for today?
No, we're just out there. They're really starting to open some stuff up around our area. So I'm grateful for that. We're going to Torrington, Wyoming here this weekend. And so that's going to be another big event, and we're looking forward to sharing more about Beamer and how it can just help us with our toolbox, our great first aid kit that we get to take with us to make sure our horses stay safe and recover properly.
Thanks so much, Tiff. And you know, thanks for all your work. I know you're really a big part of spreading Beamer into some of these, you know, rodeo-type shows. So I appreciate all the work that you're doing, getting Beamer's name out there so people start recognizing it. So thank you. And Cindy.
Yeah, and we'll wish Tiff good luck this weekend coming up. And just I wanted to mention real quick that the advisory committee has been working with the national sales directors to work on creating the equine horse business opportunity, if you will. We had a little, had a training session last week to kind of talk about the philosophy of how to do that. And we're going to do, you probably saw in the national newsletters that next Tuesday, the 16th at 5 o'clock Pacific, so it'll be 8 o'clock East Coast, we're going to do another business opportunity. And we're going to hopefully be recording these so that ultimately people can, you know, use them or have them in the back office. But right now we're still in kind of the development stage. So to the extent that you can listen in, and this is designed to be able to people that you're talking about as you're trying to sign up trainees now before June 30th, or people that are interested from the business aspect as well as the product, that this would be some of the things that you could share with them. And so I just wanted to give people a heads up if you hadn't noticed that. If you're on, really appreciate feedback on saying what you liked, what you didn't like. So hope to have you in the audience on next Tuesday.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks so much, Cindy. You guys are doing so much to support us and be able to do some more trainings and, you know, be a really good resource for us. So I appreciate all the work that you guys are putting into that. So thank you so much for doing that. And I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. I appreciate Tiff and Cindy being on today. Love having you guys. I think Nate was listening in most of the time, but staying quiet. So thank you, Nate. And thanks again to everyone that called in and all your questions and comments. We'd love to hear from you guys. All right. So be sure to tune in tomorrow for Gratitude Friday. Otherwise, we'll talk to you all next Thursday. Thanks, everyone, and have such a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market